USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Murder charges have been filed, and today Robert Cremo III will face a judge. Cremo is accused of gunning down innocent civilians at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois. That's a suburb of Chicago. Kamala Harris visited the area Tuesday to push for more gun control in an area already brimming with gun laws.
So as we move forward, all agreeing that we got to be smarter as a country in terms of who has access to what, and in particular assault weapons. And we got to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously.
Russia is threatening to temporarily shut down the Nord Stream 1 pipeline. The Kremlin is calling it a scheduled maintenance. The shutdown will take place July 11th through the 21st. The European Union, which receives about 40% of its energy through the pipeline. USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
A new man on the political spectrum is ready to start stumping for fellow Republicans.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is preparing to fan out across the country to stump for Republican candidates on the midterm election ballot as he tests his appetite for national politics and a possible 2024 presidential bid. Youngkin raised more than $2.5 million into his political action committee from January 1st through June 30th, according to figures shared with the Washington Examiner. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Sri Lanka is bankrupt. Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe said on Tuesday that the country suffered its worst financial crisis in decades, leaving millions in the South Asian nation struggling to buy food, medicine, and fuel. Schools have been suspended and fuel has been limited to essential services only. The British government said Tuesday it's advising against all but essential travel to Sri Lanka. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Oklahoma State Senator Kevin McDougall is fighting to stop the execution of a death row inmate, Richard Glossop. He was on Newsmax explaining how Glossop was convicted in 1998, but he's innocent and should not be executed.
We conducted a third-party investigation. We had an ad hoc committee here at the State House and Senate that put together a committee to search for a law firm to try and find someone to investigate this case. We found Reed Smith. They put in 3,000 hours, had over 30 attorneys that investigated, came back with a report, 343 pages, with all kinds of evidence that if this evidence had been presented in court, there's no way that a jury would have found this guy guilty. And his attorneys have filed an appeal now that we have this new block of evidence. And all I'm asking is that the Attorney General's office look into this. I know that we've gone through procedure. Everything's been done. We've had two jury trials that said this guy's guilty, but neither one of those juries have seen the evidence that's in this report.
The case is based on a murder-for-hire scheme to eliminate Glossop's motel boss. The fossilized skeleton of a Gorgosaurus, a T-Rex relative that roamed the Earth about 76 million years ago, will be auctioned in New York on July 28th. The Gorgosaurus was a carnivore that lived in what is now the western United States and Canada during the late Cretaceous period. It predated its relative, the Tyrannosaurus Rex, by about 10 million years. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.